A model for funding Syracuse's new land bank is coming into focus a few weeks after it started sending out foreclosure notices to owners of tax-delinquent properties. But as the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, there are still specifics that need to be worked out.
The land bank's board says it's working on securing grants and a line of credit for $500,000 in startup costs. After that, the land bank would like to run on a portion of the expected increase in back tax payments. On Monday, the Common Council will vote on making a $250,000 loan available to the land bank. Councilor Jean Kestner says the county legislature may match it.
This is our offering. This is our suggestion of where the money comes from. And this is, let's get it going. We want to see our city, you know, turn around.
However, the mayor's office doesn't support a loan, and the land bank's board wants to have a solid plan for sharing the back taxes with the city in place as soon as possible. But the legislation the council is voting on says those details won't be worked out until next fall, when the city knows just how much money the foreclosure notice has generated. The land bank was formed earlier this year under a new state law. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.